Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Mother Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Helium Comedy Club during the Bridgetown Comedy Festivus. Yeah, it's a comedy festivus for the rest of us. It's April 15th, Two Oceans 12, and did I mention that it's 420? 420-ish? Who was here yesterday? Yay! Well, thanks for coming back again, and thanks for bringing your crazy name tags. I can already see, is that a ukulele you've got there? That's nice. What else have you guys got? What other name tags do we have here? There's Megan with a, I believe that's Sissy Spacek from Coal Miner's Daughter. Mikal, is that how you, Michael? Michael, did they want a boy? We'll just spell it funny. Michael's got some amazing-looking cupcake thingies. Andrea's got Janet Lee's. Not Jennifer Lee. Not Jennifer Jason Lee, but Janet Lee screaming in the shower in Psycho. And then you've got a werewolf thing that says, Greg. I like that. And Nathan brought it. Nathan with an E at the end?
Yeah.
Crazy. It's just crazy and here in Portland. You got a nice camera with the I Love Garfunkel and Oates, or I Love Heart Garfunkel and Oates sticker. Michael's got a, that looks like something out of Kick-Ass. It's very comic book. Normsy's here, of course. There's a guy with a Batman thing. There's a guy with a George. Is your name George or Carlin?
It says John.
you wrote John on there, but it's a George Carlin poster. And that was here yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the blinking lights and stuff. Oh my God, this is great. Well, thank you guys for bringing such amazing name tags. I can always count on Portland to show up and bring name tags and then sit through me being a complete drunken stone mess. Yeah! I have to thank you guys. It's another great day here in Portland, another beautiful day, so I have to thank you for skipping the Wooden Shoe Tulip Festival to be here today. That's a real thing. I was making up shit yesterday, but the Wooden Shoe Tulip Festival is really happening. That's until April 30th. And it's a long-ass festival. People get sore wearing those wooden shoes that long. But at least I didn't have to worry today. I don't have to compete with the Yarn Museum because they're closed on Sundays. I don't know if you have a yarn museum, but I love that expression. Somebody put this on the table, on my table. It says, what does it say? Shadow Man? And it's a drawing of a shadow man? Maybe it's left over from last night or something. I'll put it right here. That was great how it hit the other microphone. Like a tiny piece of paper made a thunk. That's a hot mic over there. Whoever's getting that mic is getting a super hot mic. Let's see, what else do I want to say before getting this thing going? I hope I don't have to throw anybody out today. Yesterday there was a super nice dude who just had too much to drink and wouldn't stop talking. and I had to throw him out. And that's the funny thing, is like comedy clubs, people come in here and then the club goes, you have to drink, you have to buy two drinks, and then I throw you out for drinking. It's a fucking vicious circle, you guys. So please don't get out of control and talk too loud, and you'll be able to stay for the entire show. But do have several alcoholic beverages until we ask you to leave. I'm happy to report that Alfonso Cuarón is on the short list to direct the sequel to Hunger Games, and I take all the credit for that. And you know who should also be on the short list? Joss Whedon. Have you guys seen Cabin in the Woods yet? He didn't direct it, but he directed the upcoming Avengers movie, and I'm already assuming that that's going to be awesome. So Joss Whedon is another person that should direct the next Hunger Games if Alfonso can't do it. And I've got lots of tweets from people saying how happy they are that they saw Cabin in the Woods, but also listened to my advice to not watch any trailers or commercials for that movie, because the twists start happening the second the movie starts and the commercials are ruining it. So good, congratulations to all of us. Good work, everybody. I mean, I guess every movie that comes out, I could say, don't watch the trailer, and it'd be pretty good advice. Because, like, if you guys watch the trailer for Battleship, what's the name of those two pointy buildings that you have? The convention center?
Coin Tower.
Coin Tower. See, that's why I don't know what they're called, because everybody has a different name for them. Some call it those two green thingies. But whatever they're called, they get fucked up in the movie Battleship. And I know that because I saw the trailer. So I hope it doesn't happen in the final reel. Since last I spoke and you listened, I got stoned and drunk and wandered around from titty bar to titty bar. Or as you like to call them here in Portland, bars. You can hardly go into a bar without some woman shaking her jugs at you. And that's part of why I love it here. I've got four great guests. Okay, I panicked for a second. I thought it looked like only three chairs. I got four great guests lined up to come out and do all the stuff we normally do on this show. But since it's Bridgetown Comedy Festival and there's other comics running around that I wasn't able to get on the show, and one that has to run to go do another show but wanted to come by and briefly say hello, and I was excited by that prospect, as you probably will be as well. Please welcome to the stage my friend Amy Schumer. Yeah, just, you could sit on Shadow Man.
Thank you! Thank you!
You could just sit on that Shadow Man thing, whatever that is. He'd probably be thrilled that you just sat right on it.
I'm not doing that, Shadow Man. Nice try. Hey!
I don't know who Shadow Man is.
We'll never know.
Thanks for coming by. I know you've got another thing to get to.
You're big doing the stuff.
You're doing, there's a delocated show / panel kind of thing.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Well, I mean, how into it could they be? They chose this over that.
That's true.
The timing of it is you can't see both.
You gotta make a choice, and these people are like, we stand with Doug.
This is the choice they made.
I get it. Say that to John Glazer's face.
I appreciate it, though. And they can see you later tonight where?
I'll be in Baghdad.
Yeah.
At the Baghdad Theater,
She'll
yeah.
be at the Baghdad Theater. Because there's yeah. probably some, you guys have some badges for the festival here?
Woo! Yeah, and yeah. if anybody's in Vegas soon, I'm at the Riviera once a month. Thank you. That's true.
Your plan is to go back.
People are like, oh, I
everything
thought
else was a
doing
lie.
Better.
You've yeah. been lying up until that point.
I'm not at Baghdad tonight. I'm going to go to my hotel room and cry.
That's a great show if you can get a ticket.
Yeah. A lot of
no badges. You got to have a ticket. No badges.
Just need my room number.
No stinking badges. But once a month at the Riviera.
The Riv.
Like, do they have a big like special room for you there?
It's like an old Vegas showroom.
And you're just doing one show?
Three shows once a month.
Three shows once a
yeah.
month.
Yeah. I'm a Vegas act.
That sounds awesome. I mean, well, I would think you would get a nice combination of people visiting and locals that like
locals,
comedy.
Yes.
That's what I've been trying to do. I've been going once a month, but
where
I've
do you
had
go?
To to Vegas at the I go to the Palace Station. But I had to dial it back because that was too frequent.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for your words of encouragement. No, I'm psyched about it.
You're more popular. You'll be good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess
people
Twitter
like
is filled with
in
lies
Vegas.
Then because I have like 10 followers.
It is liars. Of my 400,000 followers, 390,000 of them are robots.
That's so many. That could be a genocide if you killed all of them. That would count. That would count as a... People would notice those people being
dead. Do you
think
I could get them to all kill themselves?
Yes. Yes.
That'd be interesting if I just started tweeting every day. Come on, you guys.
Just major suicide pacts.
It does not get better. Let's just do this.
They're not going to make any more movies.
Come on.
On the count of three.
Fix yourself some Kool-Aid or whatever you like to drink right before you kill yourself.
Guys, would you do it for Doug? A suicide?
See, that's the problem. Three or four of you is not enough.
That's not enough. You're going to have to wait till you have a million.
I didn't have a great turnout in my suicide.
that'd be so sad. The one guy that does it. Oh God!
I'd appreciate it. That one guy would make me feel nice.
You'd at least tweet about him. You'd give him.
Yeah,
an ad mention.
One guy did it. Let's try again next year.
Yeah,
it builds every year. I get a bigger group of people
build.
That are willing to do
but
it.
But really, don't kill yourselves.
No. But buy some purple sneakers. Wasn't that what they wore? That one group of people that killed themselves. They wore purple.
The California
shoes.
Raisins.
That's why you don't see them anymore. Those commercials were popular.
That is so sad.
And they all killed themselves.
What a shame.
Yeah. You know how I heard about it?
No.
From the grapevine.
Oh, okay. Well. Only way to get the news. Oh, God.
So you're in the big, they have a big closing night show at the Baghdad. That's what you're doing.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I think it's at 8:30.
It is?
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely thought it was at 10. So thank you.
I absolutely now think you're in a different show.
Okay. I'm on like the filler show while they're just changing the people in the seats.
You're in the everybody left and we do a show anyway
yeah.
because the staff likes to have something to listen to while they're
cleaning.
While
they're bussing the tables.
Yeah, you're in that show.
Last time I was at this club, I had to bartend the whole time. Is anybody here working?
What do you mean?
Night?
Really?
Yes, it was Valentine's Day. It was sold out. They had one bartender on. So up until I walked on stage, I was back there making, and I got really back into the flow. I was like, can you guys stop pushing these signature drinks? I was like, if I have to muddle one more fucking mint leaf. And they were like, why are you back there? But
they
you
do
know,
not mullet mint leaves here.
They have signature-ass cocktails. And I was, like, mad at the waits. It was like... But, you know, you do what you have to because you want the audience to be in a good mood and people want booze.
No, you know what? If the bartenders didn't show up, I'd just do my show. I wouldn't worry about it. I'd be like, finally, no drunks.
No, 45 minutes sweating and bartending. And people would come over and be like,
You're still a licensed mixologist?
Never got certified.
Oh, shit.
It's in the works. I'm going to go back like Tyra went to Harvard. I'm going to get my mixology.
You're such a rogue. What's the name of that movie you're in with Parky Posey?
Parky Posey.
Parker,
did she change her name?
Parker Posey. Posey Parkman.
Price Check.
And it's, people can watch it on video on demand?
They can?
Because it looks hilarious.
Really?
I haven't watched it yet. But you were on some show and you showed a clip and I laughed at the clip.
Huh. That is great news.
You didn't care for the end result?
I loved the movie.
Okay, good.
I love Parker Posey to death. Like, she's the coolest, and she wanted to be friends. I'm like, I can't be your friend. I'm in love with you.
You're fucking Parker Posey. Yeah.
Yeah,
how can
I'm
I be
fucking
your friend?
Parker Posey. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to be your friend. I'm too blown away by you. Yeah, I was in the movie. I'm in the movie with Steve Carell coming out. That one we can...
How to Meet Someone Before the End of the World?
Very similar.
What's it called?
Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hope he finds one, and I hope it's hot young Keira Knightley.
I mean, have you seen better chemistry between two actors ever?
Between two people from different countries and generations?
For years, she's been masturbating, thinking about Steve Carell, and finally, the opportunity presented itself.
Finally, she can masturbate for him.
That's it, yeah, yeah.
And so that's coming out this summer. Rob Hubel's in it as well.
I saw The Descendants. I know it's like old news, but I just want to say, I was on my way back from St. Lucia. I went on a couple's vacation with my sister by accident. I'm not even ready to joke about it yet. It was so
Wow,
awful.
You throw away all the good stuff to get to the boring part saw The Descendants.
That's right, The Descendants is like the big closer of the story. But no, my sister and I, like, I did not know that Sandals was couples. Like, do you guys know that Sandals is couples only? Okay, see, it's half. So they just thought, I was like, is it couples only? And they were like, no, but what they meant was you can come, your lesbian ass can come here with your partner. So everyone thought we were gay, and we looked like twins, so we looked like the most narcissistic lesbians of all time. Like, that I would see her at a party and be like, yeah, I want to fuck me. So
yeah, because you can't show up at Sandals by yourself with a full-length mirror.
No.
You've got to bring
your clone.
Someone that looks like you.
So it was awful. Everyone either ignored us, or they were just really in our face trying to show us how tolerant they were about our sexuality. So on the way back, we were watching The Descendants on the plane, and at the end of it, I'm crying my eyes out, and I don't even look at my sister. I just, like, hand her tissues, and I look over, and she's like, yeah, I don't give a shit. This isn't affecting me at all. I
was didn't hit her the same way.
No, she didn't. She was like, I don't care about Clooney. I was like, oh, I guess I'm the only one with a soul.
I think the movie's, like, front to end heartbreaking. Like,
it's
it's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
The stuff that happens to him is pretty bad throughout. So I don't think I had a gusher point.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I lost it anywhere. So you lost it when he was talking to her in the hospital room.
And come on, when he's whispering. But I don't like a Hawaiian
In that
church.
Scene, you can almost believe that George Clooney isn't a handsome,
fucking children.
Famous actor.
Right, yes.
Or fucking children.
Fucking
I meant to
young.
Say that.
Fucking these young girls. It was just funny to see, like, it seemed ironic that he would be married to someone his own age. It was like, come on, George, keep it real. Where's Keira Knightley?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't he doing it with a Keebler elf?
Hey! Yes, he is. Yeah, she's
hot. He's getting those cookies. She's all right,
She seems annoying, though.
You know, when's she going to figure out he's not going to marry her? Because that's his thing. That's his thing, is not marrying people.
Yeah, that's his thing.
So good at it.
Come on, Clooney, commit!
Keep doing it, Clooney. They, you know, we're both, you're single right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but we've both never been married, but, you know, that's
like... Are
you
proposing to me right now?
Yes.
I'm
will. Like, fuck it, let's just do it.
Let's do it.
We're both not married, let's just get married,
let's get
and
married.
Then go fuck other people.
Oh, we're already cheating on each other?
But it's a thing now that, like, people that are single and determined to stay single in society is, like, growing.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything to do with movies, but I thought it was a fun
I think it's interesting.
Thing to mention.
Yeah, it seems like not fun to be married.
It seems totally not fun to me. It seems oppressive.
Right.
It's like, we got rid of slavery, why would people get married?
Right. Right. Everyone in Portland, like, gets married young and you stay beautiful, but it's fun fucking other people.
If you're going to be married,
in me.
If you're going to be married, it might as well be in Portland.
Why not?
Yeah, because I think it's easier to not worry so much about what other people are doing here.
You worry about compost.
Yeah.
Why not?
When you've got recycling on your mind,
You don't
you're
care.
You're not getting a boner anyway.
No. Honey, you threw this in the compost.
But before you run off to your other thing, do you have, were there any movies that you've seen, like, in a motion picture theater that aren't, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 months old? Have you seen anything recently?
When was New Year's Eve out?
That came out mid-December, which was, I think, the downfall of that movie. Like, Valentine's Day didn't come out in, late December, early January.
Yeah, you can't rush
it. If you're
going to
call it fucking New Year's Eve, release it New Year's Eve
it's
weekend.
It's the least you can do.
When people are thinking about it, instead of before Christmas when people are like, oh, New Year's already?
But that was the least awful thing about that movie.
I
did cry.
I'm just saying it wasn't... You did cry again?
I cried on the way to St. Lucia. But mostly for other things that I have going on.
You're like, why aren't we crying? Why aren't I in this?
Yeah, like, why does Hillary Swank get so much work? sobbing. No, De Niro was her dad, and he's, like, in a wheelchair, and my dad's in a wheelchair. So I started, like, crying, scream crying on the plane. Again, my sister, nothing.
Well, let me recommend some
heartless
movies for you to not see. Don't see Born on the 4th of July.
Okay. What about Forrest Gump? Thinking about checking out Forrest Gump? No? Oh, okay.
He gets around on his own sometimes, but he is in a wheelchair at one point.
Swinging around like a monkey. Lieutenant Dan.
That's going to be a category next week on the show, movies that make Amy Schumer cry. And it's only movies where someone is in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything you want to plug before you go?
Yeah,
what
Vegas.
Do you got, what do you got coming up? Vegas
once a
month for 3 shows at the Riviera.
Yeah, the Riviera. I'm at the Stress Factory in Jersey.
New Brunswick.
All over, yeah.
When's that?
That is in May.
In May, and Tampa also?
Tampa's this coming weekend. So
improv there?
No.
Somewhere else?
No.
Where?
I think it's called Side Splitters.
Side Splitters in Tampa?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a Side Splitters
in
Tampa.
Oh, it's a big deal.
I'm gonna be at the Side Splitters. Have you been to the Side Splitters in Knoxville?
No.
I'm going there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going?
May.
Shit. We should try and plan our wedding in the middle of our Side Splitters dates.
I love it. I'm so excited. Amy Schumer,
we're
ladies
engaged.
And gentlemen.
We're registered.
All right. Amy Schumer. So that's just like a bonus guest, you guys.
Yeah. I got 4 dudes back there.
Ready to go. Let's see what they brought. Let's see what's in the prize bag. See if there's any clues. Maybe one of them brought my first CD, Doug Benson Professional Humoridian. I doubt it. Maybe one of them. No, I definitely brought this. Magic the Gathering. Dual decks. These are decks for people that are ready to duel, but with cards. It's called safe dueling. I've... What time is it now? Probably 5-ish, right? I've already been to 2 strip clubs today. And they all have a terrific magazine that they give out. I think Portland might be, or this area might be the only place that has not only a magazine for strip clubs, but like it is. There's a million different places in here that are all right here in the Pacific Northwest. So, if you like ladies dancing around naked, just move to Portland because you can have one anytime you're having a drink anywhere. It's pretty awesome. And then did you guys see me and Pete Holmes on AM Northwest?
One of the other prizes that I won that I'm going to pay forward is the World Almanac from 2003. The guy in the audience yelling for it. He's excited. That's from 2003. And then we also have, since this is happening during the Bridgetown Comedy Festival, we have a lovely Bridgetown Comedy Festival t-shirt. And this is really crazy. This is I think it's watercolor, I'm going to guess. Yeah, seems right. It's a watercolor portrait of me that is nicely framed. So whoever wins that is going to have to find a place to throw it out where I might not see it. Where me and the artist might not see it and be terribly offended. So please help me in welcoming to the stage my friends Sean Jordan, Mark Agee, Andy Wood, and Pete Holmes.
Yeah, I brought donuts, Doug. Who wants a donut? This one's got rabbit shit on it.
No, you brought him out here to give away as part of the prize package.
No, I just want to give him away up top.
All right, just give somebody a donut.
Eat this, Jesus.
The reverse communion, I like it.
That would have been,
he's going to multiply them. Everybody gets a donut now. Get some water. We're going to get fucked up tonight. This one I broke in half. But that makes it like communion for us.
That would have been funnier if you handed that to a guy who looked nothing like Jesus and just said, eat
apple
this,
to
Jesus.
Cancel out the donut.
Yes.
Mark Agee brought some apples. Okay.
Brought some apples.
I'm playing for a hug. I told you that.
Oh, you did. You did.
My gift is a hug.
Yeah. If you win today, you're going to get a hug from him.
So know that's happening whether you like it or not.
So try to be a girl.
Yeah.
I like how you picked the one table with already a whole plate of cupcakes at it, a donut, to go with it.
That's Michael.
What?
That's how you pronounce her name. It's Michael.
What's happening, Michael?
What's your dad's name, Ruth? Pretty easy. Pretty easy. Pretty easy. But it's spelled R-Y-T-H.
Yeah, yeah.
It's masculine. There's a Y in there. What is your dad's name? Dan? Fuck you, Dan.
Yeah.
Named your daughter Michael. Eat a bag of dicks forever, you regular named motherfucker. Take care of him, the Lord. I really wish you guys could see this guy. He looks so much like Jesus. I want to get him some bed sheets. This is amazing.
You think Jesus had a lot of ink on his arms?
Yeah, man. Oh, I thought that was blood. It's a pretty good joke.
He's got a tattoo on his hand that says no nails. No.
I liked it. Loaves and fishes, man. What is your name, Jesus?
Greg.
Good. Normal. Michael, beat it. I'm just kidding. You're doing great. What's your middle name?
Are you really doing crowd work?
Yeah. Doug, I had a donut backstage. I have pure sugar in my veins. I am freaking out. And I feel so fat. You eat one donut. You know what I mean? You finish it. It's a good idea until the last bite, and then you're just like, I feel jiggly.
There's no need. It's been donut overload the entire weekend. Yeah,
it is.
Like Voodoo Donuts is very generous with the donuts. But I want to give a specific shout-out to Dulci. Is that how you pronounce it? D-U-L-C-I? DulciMerchant.com?
Yeah, that looks like Dulci.
Are specifically who brought the donuts here today, correct? Yes. That's you?
You're Dulci merchant? I thought it was going to be like an assassin. Doesn't that sound like an assassin?
You've been Dulci'd.
Yeah, the merchant part doesn't sound like an assassin.
He's an assassin.
Sounds like a seller of goods.
I don't like this show.
Purveyor of assassinations. Yeah.
That was Andy Wood. Pete, you're going to have plenty of time to talk.
Yeah.
No, let's say hi to the other guests. Andy Wood is here, everybody.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, study up on the Leonard Maltin game on your phone, Pete, because Andy Wood is a current champion.
Oh.
He's going to be competing soon in the third tournament of championships against the amazing Kate McCucci and equally amazing John Hamm.
Yes.
Three of the best players we've ever had.
It's gonna be a good game.
Going head to head. It's gonna be sick. You and John Hamm both, and Kate, are just very zen and very focused, and a lot of zero names, a lot of negative names. It's gonna be intense.
Yeah.
Also, John Hamm's very busy, so it also may never happen.
What the fuck's he doing, dude?
But
who
I'll
cares?
Try to. He's like, oh, my
busy.
TV series is on hiatus. I have to do 17 motion pictures, and then Mad Men will come back again in 5 years.
Right.
They have long hiatuses. And Andy Wood is also the is curator the right word? Inventor?
Whatever you like, I guess.
Creator?
Merchant?
The fucking merchant. Puppet master? He is the puppet master. Of the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. So that's... Yeah. That's very exciting. And what can you give us a progress report? Has the festival been a smash this year?
I believe it's gone well. Have you guys gone to other shows and liked them? So, yeah. According to the comedians at 5 a.m. every night who come up and give drunken hugs, it's been good. So that's a good sign. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just want to come back next year.
That's a good point. No, it's
don't
been,
listen
it's
to them. Talk to the audience. See what they think. Jesus? Thumbs up from Jesus.
Double thumbs up from Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, which is hurts his hands.
It takes a lot of effort.
He's still recovering from his wounds.
Yeah.
He's got carpal tunnel.
So a thumbs up is like, ow!
Going to Jesus, man, wakes the crowd up like Lazarus. If you didn't get that joke, go to church, guys. Go to church.
That's the lesson here today. Is really, you guys, it's Sunday. What are you doing here?
You look like you're really digging all this Jesus shit. You into it?
Well, right. He gets it constantly.
Yeah.
He's fucking pissed at me. I get Val Kilmer every day. Is that a problem? John
it's
Ritter?
It's weird, though, that he keeps turning his wine into water. That's such a weird... Yeah. That's such a
John port, Ritter, that's the
That's
one.
Like a Portland Jesus turns his wine into water.
Reverse Jesus. Then you roll a stone and go into the tomb. Jesus, if you sit in the front, it's going to happen. And we know his name is Greg, and that's what makes it all the more insulting. The Lord, how you doing? Keep going, Doug.
His name tag is a werewolf face. He didn't even try to go with a Jesus name tag, like some sort of Last Temptation of Christ name tag or something.
Yeah, too obvious,
so that's
I
cool.
Guess.
Yeah, but you know, werewolves, Jesus, both very hairy-faced.
It's true. If you shaved the eyes of a werewolf, he'd be like, what's up? I'm here to save you. If he has hair on his eyes, that's not Jesus. Run and find some silver. You see what? That was a beautiful moment because you did
any kind of silver.
Yeah, any kind of silver. You could even
anything
throw
anything silver. You just shove it into him.
Throw a Coors Light at a werewolf. It'll slow him down.
Silver bullet.
Not gonna get any
silver
better.
Silver bullet.
That. Thank you guys. I gotta go.
Oh, Pete's gotta go. Everybody.
You were gonna let me go.
Yes.
I'm back to the streets of Portland to play my favorite game. Who's homeless? That's what I. Impossible to win. Impossible to win.
Don't you have to go over and do the Delocated show?
It's still happening. You mean, oh no, that's
you're not on that.
Fuck you.
That
man.
Was the joke.
No, I don't even know why I said that.
All right. Mark Agee is here, everybody. He is a funny guy that I'm friends with, but I thought it was funny to replace Steve Agee had to cancel.
Ah.
So I thought, well, that'll be easy for me to not fuck up if we get Mark Agee to do it.
There we go.
But you also are no relation to Steve Agee whatsoever.
My dad was a long haul trucker with loose morals, so it would not surprise me if he had a secret family in another state, but not that I know of.
You could take a nap on Steve Agee's shoulder. Why did he cancel? Is he fighting bears? Guys, if you were here, these would be 48% funnier. He's a big motherfucker.
I'm actually Steve Agee's Quato. I just pop out of his chest.
It's got surgically removed from Steve Agee.
Yeah, yeah.
Quato? Total Recall.
I thought
you were saying you were an Audi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Pete. Every once in a while, Pete, someone's going to drag movies into this podcast.
Give them their air.
It's not just going to be crowd work with non...
What is your mother's name?
Non-movie stars.
Richard, answer me. It's Diane, isn't it? It's Diane.
She doesn't have a brother.
Oh, I said mother, and I thought she said I don't have a mother, and I was like, good night. Crowd work 101. Just leave.
It's got to be weird, for dudes. Like during sex, do dudes just call you? Like, hey, you. Because Michael's got to be a weird thing for a dude to say, who's straight.
A lot of buddies.
Yeah.
Pal.
Way to go, pal.
Champ. When I'm almost done and ready for her to be done, I would whisper in her, Michael, row your boat ashore. Oh, shit. I just got a text from somebody going, hey, could you by any chance get us into the show? Our festival passes don't work. Okay. You know what else doesn't work? Me getting a text while the show's already going.
You don't even have their name in your phone, which I think that's a 2012 passive-aggressive insult. You know those people that you don't add them. You're like, no, you're 323818. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you. You're not important to me. Who is it?
Steve, I just haven't entered her name yet. We were talking about her before. She works at the Comedy on State in Madison.
Oh.
Yeah. Her. So I haven't entered her name in yet.
I didn't know she was here. She's fun.
Yeah. She manages a club. So I thought if she came and saw you guys, you could get some work.
Thanks a lot, dude. Good job, man.
And then she didn't get in because she doesn't have a festival badge. What are you going to do? This is fringe shit happening right here. A badge doesn't get you in. But Sean Jordan is here. Did I mention you yet?
Nope.
Yeah.
He's the one that brought this lovely portrait.
My friend Shane Schroeder, he's a really good artist, and he did it for me. And I'm stoked. Normally I just give away like MacGruber or something, so I'm happy I actually have something to give away.
That's very nice. But he knew that's what you were going to do with it?
Yeah.
Just give it to somebody that.
He didn't
not...
just paint me a picture of you to have. I don't like you that much, Doug.
You know you want a picture of me to have.
I just
have.
Got a new MacBook and I don't want to go to RedTube a lot, so paint me a portrait of Doug.
Yeah, I painted a nude of Doug that I brought, but I didn't want to be redundant.
Why are you in Japan?
Also, Eve did get in, so don't worry about that.
Hey,
anymore.
Eve.
Hey, Eve. Welcome, Eve.
Welcome, Eve.
What's happening, Eve?
How are you, Eve? Quit, any of this Eve
quit
humor?
Jesus
up to
died
her.
Because of your stupid sin, Eve. Right? It's Bible not, joke? No, okay.
It's not all about Eve, you guys.
Wait, what is that? What does that mean?
That was for everyone here that's over 50. An all about Eve reference. Everyone here just knows about all about Steve. Like, I think that's why Sandra Bullock movie better. Wasn't a hit. Because people didn't even know that was a reference to anything.
It wasn't a hit. What world are you living in, dude? I watched the shit out of that movie.
All wasn't about Steve? Hit. Who was in that?
Only Sandra Bradley Bullock. Cooper.
And Bradley Cooper, yeah.
And Hari Kondabolu actually makes an appearance in it.
This sounds like a nightmare. It's...
No, I didn't actually see it.
I'm kidding. I love Hari. That was a joke, and no one laughed. Now Hari and I are nemeses.
So,
Hari?
So some of the people here tonight saw you and I on AM Northwest together.
Oh, yeah, that
Pete.
Was fun.
Yeah.
Early in the morning.
And just real quickly, in front of everyone, I just have one question for you.
Yep.
And that is, thermite?
I thought they asked me, what did they line the Twin Towers with?
Instead of the question, which was, what was Han Solo frozen
and
in?
Casted. Yeah, so I just blanked. I said thermite. Yeah, it's carbonite. Carbonite. Can't be the only one that saw that internet video. Come on, guys. This is Doug Love's conspiracy internet videos, right?
Little documentary you should watch called Loose Change.
Yeah.
Teach you a lot about 9/11.
Everybody gets those confused. I mean, I always thought the Jews called in sick to work to the Millennium Falcon. I can't.
Sean is also a very good Leonard Maltin game player.
Yeah, I am.
Play, if you will.
I will.
Yeah, you've been to the Tournament of Championships before.
And I lost. Yeah, I lost to Kate, I think.
You lost to the band Cake?
Yeah, I lost to Cake.
Who did you lose to?
Kate Micucci, I think I lost to. Oh. Good story, Sean. I'll keep doing that. I'll keep doing shit like that, so buckle up.
Guys, is Eve here?
Keep raining thunder like that down on you
Yeah,
guys.
She made it in.
She made it.
Yeah, she's in. So, what was the last movie you saw, Sean Jordan?
What do you think my last name was? Did you say Jorgen right there?
Jordan?
I know, you know it. Raid Redemption, we went and saw the other day. And it was
Yeah!
Has anybody, is there a lot of people who haven't seen it here?
Well, if you narrow it down
Only
based on
person,
who didn't applaud, if you go by all those people that didn't applaud when they said who saw the raid, those would be the people who haven't seen it.
There's a small section.
Quite a few haven't seen it yet.
Very rarely someone sees it and just couldn't muster the will to clap.
I saw it, but I'm not going to give my clapping vote. I didn't approve of 38 stories of nonstop violence.
I feel like you guys are making fun of me.
What?
I feel like you guys are making fun of me. It hurts.
No, I feel like I'm talking and Pete's talking over me, but whatever you want to call it.
Pretty standard.
Yeah, the raid. I saw the raid and I really liked it. It was really pretty awesome. Yeah.
Raid 2 is already in progress, I heard. And they're already going to make also an American raid for people that...
And I'm all, not happy about
all that.
All
that occasional reading of, look out, was bothering people.
It was seriously
this movie
the
is
easiest...
fucking nonstop violence. The story does not matter. And like some people, yeah, but I don't want to read.
That movie could have been just in the language that it was in. I sound like a dick because I don't know what language it was in. But I would have got the plot 100% if there were no subtitles. I'd be like, oh, they're brothers.
It was in foreign.
It was done in Indonesia. So is that is Indonesian the language it would be in? I assume so.
I would assume so, yeah, too. Yeah. But I don't know for a fact. Polynesian, that make me a bad person, and I don't know for a fact that it's Indonesian.
Yeah, yeah.
Can someone speak to whether that is a language? Is that a language? Someone in the audience? Okay,
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me like I'm dumb. Not everybody knew that.
The director of the movie doesn't speak Indonesian. He just had translators and worked it all out with everybody and did an amazing job.
Made it real hard for himself.
Well, you know, kick that guy in the face. That's the same in any language.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you seen lately, Mark Agee?
I think the last movie I saw was The Gray.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I saw that. Why didn't we all love that?
That
was the best.
It was exactly what I expected.
It was Liam Neeson kicking the shit out of wolves. Yeah. Why the fuck aren't we there now?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, first of all, I don't think he kicks the shit out of a single wolf in the entire movie. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, wolves
win. But secondly, he is good at telling people that they're dying and talking them through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does that frequently in the movie.
He's a very well-educated wolf sniper. He knows a lot of poetry.
Yep, his father's poetry.
No, he knows everything about everything. And the other character is always like, what the fuck? Who put you in charge?
Yeah.
And then they're dead.
Yeah.
And then the next guy's like, yeah, but who put you in charge? Aren't you guys getting this?
Yeah.
That he's the best at surviving in Wolfland? So ridiculous, but it's entertaining.
It has some of the best death scenes ever.
It's a fun movie, yeah.
Some of the best death scenes ever, and that's what I'm looking for.
I totally recommend it. Also, not your turn to speak.
Oh. I just don't think you had the right enthusiasm level for a movie about Liam Neeson kicking the shit out of Will.
I have a feeling that everyone would have the wrong level if it's not an opportunity... You know, it creates an opportunity for you to speak. Let's try it again. I'll ask Andy what he's seen lately, and we'll see if what he's saying...
If I've seen it, man.
...could keep you from interjecting.
I swear to God, if I've seen it, I'm all over it. If it's Jeff who lives at home, I am right there.
So, Andy Wood, creator of Bridgetown Festival, what have you seen lately?
I saw The Hunger Games 2 weeks ago.
Fuck.
That's something you can't speak on?
Really?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it, but I have an opinion on it.
Right?
You know why? I don't like watching things that make me think I'll be hungry the whole time. That's real. Like that Sopranos episode where Paulie and Christopher are in the woods. I can't watch that without a big hoagie.
Yeah, I don't like watching things that it's just going to be games. I want a serious movie.
Come on!
You ever think that like...
Yeah, that guy fucking doesn't like it.
I have a theory that one of the reasons Americans are so poorly prepared for fucking everything is that Hollywood makes futuristic dystopias look pretty awesome.
It's just some well-fed, hungry people.
Yeah.
Covered, but
they're
very well-fed.
It's like the overlord of Earther was like, bring me the finest specimens for our ultimate competition to the death, and also let's have all of them be fuckable.
Not just fuckable, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
I only want hot young movie stars.
Yeah. The Walking Dead, the people that survive are just, I'd hit all those chicks. Even the old, short one,
come on, really? I keep waiting for her to do an Activia commercial.
Oh. Sometimes you get a little backed up in a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Not a lot of fiber. Everything post-apocalyptic. I love Book of Eli. Nobody likes that movie.
I like Book of Eli, okay.
I like The Road. Oh, you did like it? It's so simple. Life is so simple. You get up and walk west with a book or a child, your choice.
Yeah.
There's no power
whichever one
lunches.
You whichever one stories you prefer.
Yeah, just go. There's no meetings. There's no cell phones. Fight motorcycle gangs when applicable. That's all you need to do. I yearn for that.
I often find myself wishing that there would be an apocalypse so life would get a little simpler.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, have
a damn computer in my pocket.
Just shoot anyone who looks a little sketchy. Like George Zimmerman would totally fucking win
yes.
in that universe.
I'm saying he was built for that world, not this one.
Says member of the Hoodie Council. Of
yeah, exactly.
This audience don't is like, we don't have cool. racial conflicts in Portland because we don't have races.
Exactly.
It this is like a snowstorm here.
I feel like
mayonnaise on Wonder Bread. That's what this whole town is.
I feel like Portland was started as a colony by white people who wanted to do the whitest shit imaginable and then not have any of the cooler races look down on them for it. That's what this place is.
Dude,
I love it here. I love it here, but that's not why.
Yeah. Our whole hotel was woken up yesterday morning by an adult marching band playing in the park next door. An adult, like a bunch of dudes are like, I want to relive my glory days when I was in a high school fucking marching band.
At 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Just swimming in it in high school, dude.
Exactly.
I had that tuba still.
Yeah, say what you want about black people. They rarely have drum circles.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's all the shape. It's a line versus a circle. Like that's the separation between the races, right? That's
But they do drum lines in front of an audience. Like drum circles happen. Like nobody gives a shit if there's an
impromptu
audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that started it looks up in the middle and goes, this happened?
That's how it happened.
What the fuck? Magic is real.
I just thought I had 18 hands. And then I looked up and there's all these other fucking drummers.
Yeah. What? Even that dragon's drumming.
One of the other colleagues told me she saw a children's calypso band playing in the street the other day. That is child abuse.
That's ridiculous.
Report that.
Yeah. Like my first steel drum. Steel drum made out of.
Yeah, keep Portland weird, but some of your citizens are carrying more of the load than
others. Yeah.
I saw a man with a crow in his beard. That means two of you can be accountants.
What did he have in his beard?
A crow.
A crow?
Slapped my knee.
A dead crow.
I saw a obese blind man walking in the street earlier with his cane and no shirt.
Question, was it a candy cane?
When you said obese blind man cane, I'm like, it's got stripes on it up here. I don't know what happened in reality, but that's a delicious treat. And a chocolate dog. I guess I should have said chocolate lab, but it was really chocolate. We all got it. Guys, it's been great. I got to go.
Pete Holmes, everybody.
Stop!
Thanks for coming.
Go.
Thanks for coming, Pete.
I'm going to be here the whole show.
You got to get over the Delocated thing.
Oh,
you
got to
go over there and watch it.
I forgot. I'm Amy Schumer.
Do you think she was serious about us? She and I getting married?
Yeah, man.
Because I'd be into that.
I felt some strong vibes there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you're good husband material,
though. I would totally marry her. No, I'm terrible husband material, but she'd be terrible wife, so it's perfect. Yeah. Do you guys hunger for games?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's play some. Don't look at my sheet, Pete.
It won't help me.
It might, seeing exactly what the movies are ahead of time.
I didn't even know that's what was on.
It might help you a little bit. So
what is this?
Keep your eyes front. That's that thing that was sitting on the table when I came out that no one will admit is theirs. Shadow Man. Shadow Man can't be like, yeah, it's me. He's fucking Shadow Man. He's fucking hiding in the shadows.
I feel like now he has my DNA. Like, I'm dead.
I also feel like someone's going to call him a shithead at the end.
Shadow Man.
Ripe for the picking.
This was drawn in haste, too. Like, he came to the show, he's like, can't wait to give Doug my fucking... I fucking left it at home. Jesus Christ. Real fast, Shadow Man. The one at home was better.
Thank you, Shadow Man. That's going to be part... Oh! From the shadows! All right. Let's start with Sean down there, just so it'll be a minute or two before Pete speaks again.
No, it won't be a minute or two.
Over Pete under again. 12 seconds.
I'll give you the starter title. You know what to do. Mark, do you know how to play this game?
Yes, sir.
It's your first time on the show, but you've seen it before. You know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Someone named Shut Up Tim
So he's got a lot of self-esteem to come up with the Twitter name Shut Up Tim. Also, another dude named @PatBear is a friend of mine, Pat B-A-E-R. They both suggested, and this is a good starter title, Time Cop. What have you got?
Time Cop and a Half?
Yeah. Time Cop and a Half.
You're goddamn right.
There's some polite applause for that. So we go to Mark. You need something that ends in time or begins with half.
Out of time, cop and a half.
Out of time. I like it. Nice golf applause.
Led by the area where Shadow Man is. He's a big fan.
He's working it from the shadows.
He's a liar?
Oh, debate over credit for Shadow Man. Here we go.
You guys, I've just noticed something that I haven't noticed about each of you until right now. You all have beautiful eyes.
We're doing it.
It must be the lighting here. Like, look at his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like the killer. He looks like the killer in 88 minutes. If you get that reference, we're friends forever.
No. Do you all have blue eyes? Is that the deal?
It's weird that you say that because I've had, like, the shows that I've done here recently in the last, like, 2 months, I've had girls who would never talk to me come up and tell me how beautiful my eyes are.
I think there's something about your color eyes with the lights and this backdrop. You all look great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tear those eyes out and fuck that socket.
And I've seen the sun come up every night this week, so that's a good thing. The eyes must be really beautiful.
You've seen it and remember it?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I'm sober by then. What the fuck am I still doing up type sober?
Okay, Andy, you need ends with out or starts with half?
I'm going to go cop out.
Yeah.
Out, time, cop, and a half.
It's the best movie titles have the word cop in them twice.
Yes.
Cop out of...
Time, wait, cop, and a half.
Half-Life.
Half-Life?
Is that a movie?
Video game,
that's a video game. Fuck me in the ass, man. That's a video game. I was really hoping that was a movie. Wait. Half?
Hey.
Wait for it.
We're playing
now,
the game.
Now, have you never listened or been to a show before? Is that why you thought just yelling out the answer would be the way to go?
It is a Doug Benson show. People might just yell out baked at random points.
Yeah. That's a good point. She just got around to calling me on it.
Yeah. I figured it out. Been, it's baked. That's
she's
what
been
it
sitting
is.
There all night. Baked. I'm going to yell out baked as soon as there's silence. Yeah. I hope it doesn't happen right before half is the word.
What is the first word?
So,
cop.
Oh, I'm not, I can take it?
You, I guess so, sure.
I'm moving, man. At bank. Me and Jim Brewer made that movie. It was great.
So that's how you think you could cheat? Is by doing a Dave Chappelle impression?
Yeah. Damn.
That, I called that was Chappelle?
God
that was
damn. Chappelle. God damn.
I call Neil Brennan twice a week and go,
Neil, change my mind, man. Season 4.
I just hang up. Let him cry. Let him cry every day.
Turns out we do get $50 million. Surprise!
I was looking the other way. I thought Dave Chappelle's not here. I thought he was for a second.
I
was like, he's not.
I thought it was Ernest from the Ernest movies. Really, I have a minute.
It's also Ross Perot and
he's
Aziz.
Dead. Jesus.
Ross Perot and Aziz.
Randy!
Well, what if... What if Jesus in the front row did us all a favor and brought Ernest back just to be on this podcast? I knew I had something funny to say eventually. There we go.
So Sean, do you have something that ends in cop or begins with baked?
RoboCop, nephew. Where was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, nephew.
Nice.
RoboCop out of time cop and a half baked.
If this gets back to me, can that woman yell out again?
No. I forbid her to yell out again. She got one in. Good for her.
All right.
Please don't yell out. Okay. Mark?
Was it Robo?
Ends in Robo.
Or begins in...
Or Robe. Baked. Robe, but you can't do the Robe.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that might be stoppers.
Baked. There wasn't a movie called... I hear people saying things like they're trying to contribute in some way, and I'm going to ask you again, please don't. I beg you not to even speak it quietly amongst yourselves. Just sit there, you're like, you're a fucking Jeopardy taping, and we will throw you out if you say an answer out loud. Alex Trebek wouldn't put up with it. Why do I have to?
That is the first time anyone's ever said, Alex Trebek wouldn't have to put up with this shit, and I'll be damned.
Because you and Alex Trebek operate on the same playing field. That's where it goes. The same...
I came here to get drunk and high with Doug Benson, not to be yelled at by a drunk and high Doug Benson. Where does he get off?
I guarantee Pat Sajak says Alex Trebek doesn't have to put up with this shit every day.
Really? There's a 20-minute wait? Oh, do you think Alex Trebek doesn't have to put up with this shit? I'd like to buy a vowel. F you.
You're saying big money again, you fucking hack. I got to listen to this shithole.
Quit stalling, Mark.
The mask of Zorro BoCop time. And, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Welcome to the episode that never ends.
No, it's about Dan.
We got some good players. Mask of Zorro BoCop. That's amazing,
that
dude.
That should be a movie. That should be a movie that we should all make.
Mask of Zorro BoCop?
Yeah.
Like there's a RoboCop that wants to be chill and not... I don't want people to know who I am. So I'm going to wear a mask.
Yeah. And get tons of pussy.
The only robot, only robot cop in town. The only one in Detroit. But he's got a mask on, so we're not sure.
You know, RoboCop's always bitching because RoboCop doesn't have to put up with this shit.
By day, mild-mannered RoboCop. By night...
Zorro BoCop.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Oh, that's rich. That's rich.
Andy Woods got something.
All of this stalling did mean no good whatsoever.
Oh, it didn't? You weren't thinking that whole time?
I fully believe that baked is a complete stopper. It is impossible to start with baked or ached or k-t.
No, I got it. I got one for you.
Okay, well, you'll be next. Hold on, let me see, but you got to use the mask part.
Can I just... Eric
and you
Stoltz,
can't say the mask.
I can't do Eric Stoltz, just mask of silver. Oh.
Can't do the mask or mask, but I've thought of one.
That ends in mask?
Yeah,
I have one. I never have one.
It's like an Alexander Dumbass movie, right? Isn't there like...
Don't try to hypnotize him with your beautiful eyes again,
Man
Wood.
In the Mask? Is
I think it's pronounced Dumas.
No, it's Dumbass, pretty sure.
Dumbass.
It's French, dude.
Man in the Mask of Zorro BoCop.
There you go.
So close.
What's it called? Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah!
Man in the Iron Mask!
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Those baby blues. He'll take you there.
If you were Graham Elwood, I would not have allowed multiple answers like that.
If he was Graham Elwood, right, he'd be walking around on the speakers right now, just in front of everybody.
Okay, help me through it, because I think I might have one.
Okay, you just need something that ends in man. He made it very easy for
you. Yeah, but I want to do it the hard way. Man in the Iron Mask, blah, blah, League of Their Own, all the way to baked.
League of Their Own,
baked.
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No, baked.
Monopoly, the movie.
Baked Edward Scissorhands. Yeah. Baked Edward Scissorhands. Baked Edward Scissorhands.
Baked Edward Scissorhands.
It ends in the word Ed. Baked Edward Scissorhands.
Pretty sure it's
so
not
every time
you let it go yesterday.
Every time you've watched or talked about half baked, you've pronounced it half bake ed.
Somebody did that yesterday. I was here and you let it ride. I remember.
It's a Shakespeare adaptation.
What happened yesterday?
Wait, I'm not allowed to do that? I don't want to bend the rules of this stoner hippie game.
But somebody did it yesterday. I was here.
Other things Alex Trebek has never said.
Yeah, but yesterday I was more in the mood for it.
Don't look at my eye sockets after saying in the mood. Just call it, Doug. Just say I lost and we'll move on.
Okay, you lost. Because all you had to do, instead of showing off with that weird answer, is something that ends in man.
Iron Man, and we all,
that's all
and
you
then
needed.
We just keep going
and
forever
all you did
and ever.
Was help the next guy.
Oh, it keeps
Sean
going.
Jordan.
It.
Yeah, it keeps going. What do you? How do you think this works?
I don't know.
How many times do you have to be on?
I'm so sorry.
Sean Jordan.
Can I say Winnebago Man?
Yes, you can.
Winnebago Man.
Great, great documentary, Winnebago Man.
I love how I can get applause just for saying a movie. I wish jokes were like that. And people just clap. Just because, okay, you thought of a joke. It's not funny, but I'm going to clap. I wish it was like that, but it's not. It's another one of those good
don't
stories.
Don't worry. You'll write some clappy jokes someday. Try doing a joke that's like a long sentence that when it finally ends, they clap just because you said a lot of words.
That works.
There it is.
Mark, what do you got?
What are we on now?
It has to end and win.
End and win.
Yeah.
Is there a
are you guys not
biopic?
Thinking about these while the bench is going on?
I am thinking about it.
I am, Doug. I am. I'm taking this seriously because
okay,
I want to win this game.
Twin, Schwinn, Gwyn.
Blank win.
Blin, win. I don't fucking know.
All right, he's out.
Yeah.
Were you already out?
No, I think I got Man in the Iron Mask under the...
Oh, yeah, you did.
Just okay.
Oh, come on.
Come on, let me say a bunch of titles till I hit on one that's real.
Boys.
So it's ending
is it Man of the Mask?
Or ending in Ward Scissorhands.
Man in the Mask Moons.
You just need a movie that ends in win. Go.
Ends in win?
Ends in win, yeah.
Win. As in, like, win-win.
Yeah! Motherfucker.
Okay, Boom. Okay. Now you need a movie that ends in win.
Win, win, win.
No.
That's the. That's the Vietnamese remake, right?
But how is there not a movie named Baked Alaska, which, by the way, would be a great title for a movie about Doug Benson working on a crab boat? There's your log line.
I'm writing it down. Crab boat. I'm going to look at it tomorrow and go, what was I writing down? Restaurant ideas?
I've always meant to eat at Crab Boat. Do you have any movie that ends in win?
I'm out anyway, right?
Huh?
I'm out from Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, you're out. Okay, Sean.
My nemesis is here.
Hari?
I don't think so. Get lost in my eyes for a while. Let me think about it. I don't know. No, I don't. And Hands was the other one?
No, it wasn't even.
Oh, it was baked.
Baked.
We didn't allow Edward Scissorhands.
I'd like to think there's a long-distance trucker listening to this podcast furious that you wouldn't allow Edward Scissorhands.
I'd like to think that there's one trucker listening to this because that seems like a bit of a reach.
It's your target demo.
I can't think of anything.
Oh.
I download it, now I've got it on my iPod, and I plug it into the dashboard, and I listen to the shit out of that shit.
I don't know what you were talking about for the first...
A trucker just threw his iPod out the fucking window. And then, speaking of a reach, he reached under the seat and got a shotgun, and he's coming for us. We're dead.
Long way
to
go.
He wants to talk to Candy Cane. Yeah. That's what...
Where's it at? Who's it on?
Andy
would win-win.
Yeah,
I think Andy would win.
I think he tapped out and Andy wins, right? Or
Andy would win.
Oh, because you...
I don't know if that was...
The crowd already
the
decided.
They're not really on board with this as a win, I don't think. I don't know.
They made their mind up. They just don't like guys with hoodies on. I think that's the thing.
Let's
crowd
celebrate.
Full of Zimmermans.
Show your arms, guys. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that... Do you have anything now, ma'am, that ends in win?
Now that it's something tricky?
Twins?
Now that it's over?
Twins?
Twins? Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, but it's got an S.
It's got that stupid S.
Twin. I didn't even think of the word twin.
And now they're making Twins, too, with Eddie Murphy's going to be the third twin, however that works. You think they'd call it triplets.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
If I had a ton of money, I'd keep pitching movies to Eddie Murphy and see what shit he wouldn't do. Do you know, just keep paying him his quote.
What if we only gave you 10 words?
All right, so the finished title is Win-Win... Win Winnebago Man in the Iron Mask of Zorro RoboCop out of Time Cop and Half-Baked Edward Scissorhands.
Half-Baked, my favorite movie.
You only speak in Shakespearean iambic pentameter.
That's right.
I am so baked right now. So Andy's our winner?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times we got to rub it in everybody else's face.
There's going to be an asterisk in the record books, I think, for Man in the Iron Mask, and I can live with that.
Well, you know, also we don't have to keep track of these things because that game's just for fun. Doesn't really matter. You just get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, which is a strong advantage for a player like yourself. But now it's time. You guys got your name tags? Let's pick some name tags, you guys. Go out and physically take from the person the name tag, whoever you'd like to play for. Michael's got his cupcakes out.
Look at that iPad. That's terrifying.
Where's...
Yeah, look in the back, you guys. There's a guy in the back who wants you to look at him. All right, we got two of you have, three of you, four, all four of you have name tags. Well done.
My hands are shaking from the DTs. I can
this gentleman
read
wants
this.
Me to move the prize bag so that he could see better.
Nice.
He brought the donuts. He deserves to be able to see.
Assuming this is an honor. It's the coolest thing ever.
That's funny.
I'm playing for Jesus. This time, I save you.
You just wanted to say that.
So you're playing for Greg, actually.
Yeah, Greg.
And he's got a werewolf face.
Yep.
Hold it up to your face.
I did.
Yeah. No mask can cover
your
face.
Well, don't
cover
up your eyes. They're gorgeous.
I like how the werewolf's saying the name like a werewolf would say the name. Greg. Good seven R's.
That's how Tony the Tiger would say
it. How do your werewolves talk?
That's what Tony the Tiger says to cereal every day. That's how he eats it.
He calls his cereal Greg.
That's pretty cool.
I like how, Andy's playing for a guy who made a Ghostbusters sign with this Ghostbusters logo, but my face, but also he decided, like, my face isn't fat enough. He was like, you know what, let's fat out his face a little bit more.
He gave you goiters.
I've got serious fucking jowls or whatever you call them. It still looks like me, though. That's the saddest part.
It's a pretty good drawing, apart from the quagmire joke.
Yeah, you just got your wisdom teeth.
It's a little
out.
Much.
I do like the Justin makes me feel good.
Yeah. Parker, so I assume your name is Justin? Yeah. Yes. Okay.
That's what he says every time he comes.
Makes me feel good.
Now, plus that, now we know what your ghost will look like.
I don't even change it to Justin. Whenever I come, I go, Bustin makes me feel good. All right, and then...
We were just joking that there's a ghost of you, and I was saying backstage that your epitaph will say, Doug loved movies.
It's true.
Oh, you're too beloved.
Such a sad tombstone, Doug loved movies. Who doesn't, you dead piece of shit?
People just putting down flowers and pictures of their side boobs.
Side boob Sunday. So Mark picked out, because he's a stand-up comic and probably appreciates the work of George Carlin, it's a poster for a George Carlin show. I believe it's not a show that's coming off.
I don't know, Jesus? You want to take this one?
I don't know how long ago it was, but that's pretty cool.
It's autographed to John.
By George Carlin.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can't believe you're letting Mark keep that.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
That seems really like a really nice...
Changing my name to John.
Really nice poster. All right. So that's who you're playing for. And then Sean's playing for Sean.
Dude named Sean.
Spelled
way,
differently.
Right.
Spelled the more masculine
spelled
way.
Spelled wrong.
It's actually a girl.
You saying it's a bad
oh,
thing?
Oh, that's right.
It's spelled
the girly way. You're right.
And, yeah, at least mine's unisex.
Yeah, if a girl's named Sean, that's how it's spelled. But okay, good for you, Sean. And that's that's like Legos?
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I just went and picked it because it said Sean on it.
We were in Appleton, Wisconsin recently. And
Jesus is leaving, but don't worry, he'll be back. Those are going in. Those are going in. Half court, swish, 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 swish. Great to be on the show, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Just whatever joke you have, whenever you have it, just jump in.
That was
in.
A window. Was a window.
He's going to be gone for a little while, I'm guessing. Oh, shit, he's back already.
Three Jesus days.
Yeah, but when I'm in the middle of a sentence, that sentence has more of it to come, and sometimes there's a joke at the end of it.
Well,
and when you just jump in with a different joke that you could have said...
now or now.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Now. That's when I get frustrated.
I'm sorry.
Shit's getting a little real.
It was a really funny joke, but you're not the only person out here.
Doug?
There's a host who's trying to move it forward, and a guest that he was speaking to at the time. One audience member had to go take a shit, because even Jesus has to take a shit every once in a while. You don't need to comment on something the second it happens.
There was a window. It's not, I regret
if you,
nothing.
If it's you alone on stage, do that all you want. That's how stand-up comedy works.
Will you follow his
but
lead
in this
and
case,
forgive me?
Boys. See, the weird thing about Jesus is everybody thinks he's coming back to his table, but he's not. See, I got one, too. See, it's me being an atheist. No, that was good.
Nobody steps on Alex Trebek's fucking punchline.
How dare you suggest that Jesus is not coming back?
That was a really stern look you gave me.
It's really
serious. That's the most serious I've ever seen you be.
He couldn't hold it. Apparently, the Last Supper was wings.
They are all facing
never mind.
Us.
That's
it's
a more serious
perfect.
Look. Okay.
Also, just think to yourself: does this have anything to do with movies? What I'm about to say? That's another reason to not say it.
The Last Temptation.
I formally apologize on your podcast. Is this the podcast? That I'm sorry.
It's happening right now.
When do we start the podcast, guys?
So I'm playing for Sean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing for Sean.
Hey, Doug, I heard last week you were in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was going to tell a story that's how stand-up comedy works. Like, sometimes when you interrupt a joke with another joke, when you try to go back to the joke you were telling when you interrupted yourself, you fuck yourself. But at least you're only fucking yourself instead of the guy that had you on his show that had something funny to say that you decided to fucking step all over.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Oh, Jesus is back!
You can't tell on the podcast, but we're hugging now.
We are not hugging.
That was a hug.
That is as far from a hug as it gets.
That was a hug.
That was a
hug.
Unaccepted, unreciprocated.
Nope, there was a warmth that your body gave me that my body accepted. We are brothers once more.
It's so perfect that Jesus came in peace, but has only caused strife. Such a metaphor.
I apologize. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. Let's go.
Wait, what did you do?
I thought you were yelling at me a second ago.
I don't think I was.
Nice. You weren't. You were yelling. You weren't. You were yelling at Pete.
I'm only yelling at Pete.
Yeah.
All right. Forget I'm here.
That's all I'm yelling at.
That's how this works.
I also understand that all of that was extremely entertaining. So it's, you know, yeah, it's fine.
We're good. We're showmen.
No reason to apologize.
We're showmen.
Just fucking stop doing that.
Showmen. Showmen. Your name isn't Mary, is it? That would be awesome. What is it?
Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, I'm sorry.
Close enough. It works.
But their last name is Chain. Jesus and Andrea Chain.
That is laser accuracy, Doug. That is just excellent.
Here you go. There you go.
Oh, you were a roadie in your prior life,
yeah,
right? Whenever I knock over the mic, you'll just pick it up. I like that.
It was great.
Whenever you interrupt me, I'm just going to knock my mic over, and then you'll be busy picking it up.
I'll play the spoon game with a baby for days.
Spoon game!
Shadow man.
All right, well, this is a thing that I think I always have to remind Pete Holmes about, is that we had a very wide berth for the show today, but now, because of, you know, all the fun we've been having, all the spontaneity has left us in a position where now we have to play this game, and we have to do it quickly.
Okay.
So, just a heads up, I'm going to be even meaner the next time. Because we got to get through this, we got to win for these people. You've got to win for Greg! Did he write his shithead on the back? No?
Oh,
okay, we'll get it from you if Pete loses, but okay, there's a good chance Pete will win. He's one of the better players up here.
I feel like you're being facetious.
Andy Wood just looked at the shithead. Don't say it out loud. Is it?
That's not right.
I hope you win then. I hope Andy wins so I won't have to say it. And did they write him on the back of yours?
Yeah.
Where's your George Carlin sign? That doesn't have a... That doesn't have a name on the back
There's
of it.
There's not a shithead on the back.
The reason for the name tags is to keep it where I can see who you're playing for while we're playing.
I didn't want to knock it off and break it.
I know a lot of nice George Carlin posters just get thrown on the ground like that. But if
I
you
was
could,
afraid I'd drop it.
If you could, yeah.
It's John.
Okay, John is the name on that one.
Do you want to write Pontius Pilate real quick?
No. He doesn't. Let's worry about it when you lose.
I did the math. Pontius Pilate is 30% funnier than Judas. I figured it out. It's a funnier name.
You have a Bible jokes calculator?
It's an abacus, but yes.
Joke detected.
My face is way redder than it should be at this point in the show. I'm laughing too hard. You gotta stop. People are gonna think I'm embarrassed, but I'm just laughing so hard.
It is fun. Okay, so Leonard Maltin game. Here we go. Starting with Andy, and then we'll go to Mark because anything I can do to keep the conversation away from Pete.
It's like keep away.
We should have less microphones. Like, you guys should have to share one mic.
Like the pips.
And you have to, like, fight over it. Or just like Hunger Games, but with a microphone.
Just hang it up like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou style. I'll just get around it.
I don't know what you just said, but yes.
Oprah.
What kind of style?
Oprah.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Just picture them on the recording.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I thought you said Oprah.
Oprah, Where Art
what
Thou?
What happened
Oprah
to your shitty network that you started? Yeah.
Oprah's little-known hip-hop career.
I think Owned got pwned, you guys.
Do I have Own? People are like, watch it on Own. Do I have it?
Is Own a movie or a TV network?
No.
Half-Life 2? I'm doing my best.
That's your best?
Yeah.
I do a speech about how we have to play the game now, and then you ask me questions that have nothing to do with the forward progress of the game?
I just want to know if I'm watching Own after this.
Also, Pete, Half-Life 2, it's just called Life, and that is a movie.
Is it?
Ooh.
Yeah, there is a movie called Life.
Math joke.
Yeah. It's 2 hours of Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence eating cereal.
Michael likes it.
Michael liked it. Yeah. Michael liked it.
Well-timed movie joke. All right, here we go, Michael. You're not playing. I just like mentioning you. Andy Wood gets to pick a category. Would you like? Riverdale 75 suggested on Twitter Bond movies. That's movies where some of the characters in the movie are like handcuffed or chain gang. They're like tied together for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah, Bond movies. Then celebrating a birthday today, Seth Rogen. So, yeah, he's good. Films of Seth Rogen. And then your third choice, the King of Pancakes category. That's the number one movie at the box office 10 years ago to this very day.
I like Bond. Let's try Bond.
Bond movies. This movie has bonding in it of a physical kind from not like a Pete Holmes hugging someone when they don't want it.
I'm still warm from it.
3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie where people are bonded together from the year 2000. And he says about this movie, he says that it's full of clever ideas and it also has sharp dialogue. And he lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Current Tournament of Championships finalist, Andy Wood.
2000 handcuffs. Let's start with 5 names.
You know, if there was a movie with 2,000 handcuffs in it, I would be there. I would see that. Would you say 5 names?
5 names.
Five names.
Yeah.
Opening bid of 5 names. We go to Mark Agee.
I'll go 4.
What is happening right now?
Steve
we're playing,
Jordan?
We're playing the game.
I just can't believe the confidence.
I'm going to say name it.
Ooh. Fuck.
All right, Mark Agee gets 4 names. My plan to keep Pete out of it worked.
We're on the same team, man.
I just spit all over the mic.
This game terrifies me.
I'm going to get, the next time you're on, I'm going to get like a button that only turns your mic off that I just have my finger on the entire time.
I'll be in the quiz show booth, and you can mute me and not mute me. I'll have fun either way.
It'll be like driver's ed.
That's why I feel like I can yell at you, is because you seem to enjoy it.
I do. It's a little weird, but I'm into
it. Yeah, you
it.
Seem to like it.
You fucking do this right!
All right. See how much fun it brings him?
Sorry, weed dad.
Mark Sorry, Agee gets four names. He gets the clues again. 3.5 stars from Leonard from the year 2000. He says this movie is full of clever ideas and has sharp dialogue. And your four names are Daniel Von Bergen.
Oh.
Oh.
DVB.
Steven Root. Michael Badalucco. And John Goodman from 2000. What's the name of the movie?
Steven
Mark
Root.
Mark Agee.
John Goodman.
Yeah. Scott. There's a bond situation happening.
Yeah, someone's chained to something.
Any idea?
2000 of Steven Root? No clue.
Andy? It's weirdest timing. It just came up like mere minutes ago. It's called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Ah, shit.
So Sean gets a point?
Yeah.
Sean nice. Is on the board.
Nice.
Local favorite.
Nice.
By the way, my only plan was to keep Andy from getting a point, and that worked. Yep. So.
R.I.P., we're going to start with you now.
Fuck.
Did you just say R.I.P., we're going to start with you now?
That's about right.
We'll start with Pete, and then we'll go, and we'll, you know, flip the order around, and we'll go over there to Sean. And you get to pick between these categories. Snazzy Awards. This was suggested by Baker's A34. And the Snazzy Awards is movies that won the Best Picture Oscar for costume design. The Snazzy Awards. Then we have, suggested by at Werter, WIRTER, Host Protocol. And Host Protocol is a movie where someone hosts a party at some point during the film. And then your third option from, I keep saying the name, I usually drop the Twitter names after a category's been on the show a couple times, but I have to say this out loud every time. At Diarrhea Volcano. Suggested Dawn of the Dead, and that's movies where Don Cheadle dies. Oh, you know what? We did that one yesterday, and so that finished out that category, so let me take that off. Yeah. Because I don't want to do
big Don Cheadle fan. Out there.
I don't want to do the same movie from yesterday. Although that would actually be kind of funny. So I'll give you instead. Bully is the name of the category, and it's movies where someone is bullied in the film.
Okay.
Which one of those do you like, Pete?
Let's see the costume design one.
Okay. Didn't expect that, but all right.
Hey man, I'm going down. I'm taking everyone with me.
This was a film from 2010 that won the Best Costume Design Oscar. Leonard gave it 3 stars. He says about this movie that it is ambitious, but he also calls it inconsistent. And he also lists 17 names. This best costume winner. From 2010, so it's pretty recently. What do you think, Pete? How many names do you think you can get it in?
Let's not waste anybody's time, Doug. I'll just say 17 and send it down there. Just let me know when I can do
it. That's not really a way to move it along quickly, but...
just nudge me when I should do my TJ impression and we'll be done here.
Do that bit again as TJ Miller.
Just nudge me when I should do my bit. Yeah! Yogi Bear, Denver!
Yeah!
Jack, I ruined the show!
He snorts a lot.
I saw something on a message board that said the only thing more irritating than Pete Holmes or TJ Miller is Pete Holmes doing an impression of TJ Miller.
I can't agree!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Why does your T.J. Miller impression have T-Rex arms?
That's what he used to do. I can't do it unless I do them.
Okay. Yeah! Yogi Bear, Gulliver's Travels! What is happening right now?
Is he peering over a wall?
Yeah!
Does T.J. not use his microphone? Does he move it away from his face?
I can't. It would hurt us all.
Oh, you don't want to hurt anybody?
Yeah! Brain aneurysm!
Oh...
He's one of my best friends. He's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's all right, but I don't know if he likes us joking about that.
Is that true?
I think he gets a little sensitive about his brain aneurysm.
Sorry, Teej.
Which way did I say it was going to go? Over to Sean? Yeah, okay, yeah, Sean. What do you think? Like, he said 17, yeah!
You doing it has added a new level of annoyance. Hopefully.
Somewhere in the world, TJ Miller right now is going, frowned upon in this establishment.
Go ahead, Fred.
What do you think, Sean?
I'll say 10.
10?
10.
Okay, sure. He says 10 names, Mark.
Thanks for not making me name.
9 names.
9, Andy.
What are you going to do, Wood?
8 names.
8, he says, Pete.
You know what to do. I'm not saying 7 names if that's what you want. Do it.
You're going to ask him to name it?
I'm going to ask you.
You're
going to
give
him.
You're going to give a guy who's great at this game.
I don't think I know this.
Because the alternative is I say 7 and then old sassy pants down there throws the trap door.
You read me like a book, man.
Is that what you have done? If he said 7, you would have said name it?
Don't just take the hustle out of my game, dude. We don't know.
That would be 2 points.
Nobody's
for
ever going to know how the fuck I was going to handle that.
The
now.
Old winner.
I was going to handle it the right way, too.
All right, so Pete's saying Andy Wood, name that movie?
Name it, Andy.
And you get 8
I
names.
I don't feel good about this.
Here's your 8 names. I feel okay about it. Here's your 8 names. Michael Goff. Imelda Staunton. Christopher Lee. Timothy Spall. Paul Whitehouse. Barbara Windsor. Alan Rickman. And Stephen Fry.
Mr. McLean.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Harry Mr. Potter.
Did Alan Does Rickman, anybody Dave Chappelle, and T.J. Miller all drive here together? Because I swore to God they were all here. I thought they were sitting back.
I haven't been in the sun in 4 decades. Trent Reznor is my barber.
This is why I'm on the show. Fuck this game, man. Fuck this game.
This is why you were on the show.
Oh, I've been banned before. You always forget.
What do you think, Andy? Any idea? Costume design, 2010. Ambitious.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Excellent, yes.
They did have good costumes.
They let me keep mine, and I wear it to brunch.
People say, "Are you Snape?" And I show them my dick.
Eating cantaloupe, Mr. Potter. Orange juice and
he
champagne.
Walks in, no matter what Harry Potter's doing, he's got that attitude about it.
Writing with a pencil, Mr. Potter.
Sitting innocently, Mr. Potter.
Watching cable, Mr. Potter.
Do you have the OWN network? Mr. Potter.
You guys have been great. Good night.
Jesus can't help you, Mr. Potter.
The name of the movie is Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
I played Snape in that, too.
Do an impression of TJ doing Alan Rickman.
Yogi Bear. Yeah. Denver. What is happening right now, Mr. Potter?
Good things come in bears, Mr. Potter.
All right, so Pete Holmes gets a point.
What?
I think so.
Comedy point.
See what happens if you just apply yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah, that's what happened there, though. You were applying yourself.
All right, we'll start with Mark, and then we'll go to Sean, S-E-A-N, who's playing for S-H-A-W-N.
Goddamn right.
And Mark, which one of these categories would you like? Would you like My Fife? My Fife is movies where somebody plays a flute. for some goddamn reason.
My five.
That my five. And then and then at DH Lerner suggested Your Days Are Numbered, which is movies with days and numbers in the title. Yeah, complicated. And Harry Schmerler, this is the Schmerler category, suggested Patch Madams, which is movies where a lady wears an eye patch.
Patch Madams!
I'll take Patch Madams.
Yeah. You got to play Patch Madams, right? All right, this Patch Madams movie is from 2004. Leonard gave it 2 stars. And for the clues, this is a U.S., British, Italian production. Yeah, right? Leonard also calls it elaborate. And he also says the late Laurence Olivier appears on a giant screen at some point during the film. It's a very specific clue, probably not helpful. And there are 7 names... How many names do you think you can get it in?
What year was that?
Mr. AG.
you should an episode with TJ and three and everybody else doing TJ impressions. So you get the crowd an aneurysm.
The year is 2004.
Wearing
McLean.
No depth perception.
Seven
Miss
names.
Hermione.
He says 7 names. Sean?
6. 6 names.
Pete.
Yeah, name it, man.
6
wait,
names.
Wait, oh, I get it. That's too many names.
That's a lot of names.
Yes, wait.
Okay, 5 names.
Nice.
You better not fuck me over, you son of a bitch. I did that for the crowd. Nobody wants to watch me flounder. Some of them do.
You win the whole thing if you get it, though.
All of them do.
That's pretty intense.
2004, 7 names. He said 5 names.
Mm-hmm.
3 names.
Oh! Old Blue Eyes is back!
Okay. Sammy Davis waiting in the limo.
I say name that movie, Andy Wood.
Mark says name it, and either way, the game's going to continue, because if either of you get a point, we still don't have a winner. And how many names do you get? 3?
3.
All right. Your 3 names are Omid Jolly, Bai Ling, and Michael Gambon from 2004.
It's a good group. It's a good group. I love my Loinga.
She's one of my favorites.
2004.
Do an impression. Of
2 sound effects and the name. That's your clue. You ever offend yourself?
Michael Gambon played Dumbledore opposite my Snape after Richard Harris died. Although he wouldn't laugh while saying that.
Beautiful Iacus Ramathenicus.
Do you have any idea?
Man, 2004.
By eye patch.
Eye patch.
Lady with an eye patch. Yeah, that's a good clue. Name a movie that has a lady with an eye patch in it.
Yeah, I can't even think of that.
Lady with an eye patch on. Lady with an eye patch on. Well, let's name all the movies where there isn't a lady with an
right,
eye patch.
Right, yeah, yeah. Start from
let's
that.
Narrow it down
process
that way.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Wait, no.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, there's 2 ladies with
eye patches. Commandments.
They're fighting in the Civil War?
They're extras. They're maids and they're cleaning the same corner because they have no depth perception. I don't understand.
People
why
just groaned for the fucking fictitious maids.
One-eyed maids.
With eye patches that you just made up. People groan for things that don't exist.
Being overly sensitive, Portland.
Mr. Portland. Yeah, what's your answer?
No,
it's called Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Angelina fucking Jolie with the eye patch.
Yeah.
Very memorable.
Hope she can still find my dick.
So Mark Agee's on the board, and the only person who doesn't have a point is Andy Wood, the best player. Yeah, that's how this game works. It could turn on you.
That shit, cray.
Please, keep it clean. That is cray.
That's the blackest thing ever said in Portland.
That's how I get down, dude. I'm the blackest dude here. Because I say nephew.
Nephew.
All right, so Mark got the point for challenging Andy, right?
Yep.
That's what happened? All right, so it's going that way. So we'll start with Sean and then come over to Pete. And Sean gets to pick from... We've exhausted all the categories, so I'll just go through and name three of them that haven't been picked yet. Seth Rogen, celebrating a birthday. 10 years ago to this very day, number one movie. And Someone Hosts a Party, a.k.a. Host Protocol.
Which one of those? See what you did there. Seth Rogen movies, I think.
Okay. Seth Rogen. This Seth Rogen movie is from 2009. Leonard gives it 1.5 stars. He says about this movie, he calls it queasy. And he also says that it is proudly perverse. 2009, 1.5 stars. Seth Rogen's in it somewhere in the cast. And there are 12 names listed. How many names can you get it in? Shawnee J.
That's what everybody calls me.
Mm-hmm.
What'd that have to do with Portland? Just yell, he didn't
the guy just
the
took a moment. It got quiet. Like, for some reason, Pete wasn't saying anything.
Trying to think of Seth Rogen movies, man. They all have similar casts. It's not going
to
be...
I'll say zero, right? Just to say it. Hey, mind, is it, you're shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head at something Pete said, not anything anyone else here did.
I didn't mean that as a diss. I'm just like, if it's like Jonah Hill, it's not.
He's speculating that there's always the same people in the Seth Rogen movies.
I didn't say it that way. I said they have similar.
Boys.
They work with similar people.
Yeah, but there's no reason. Play it like poker where you don't go, I've got four of a kind.
Right.
You're quiet about it, and then you could surprise people with a good hand later on in the game.
Okay.
Because he's right before you, so now he's going to do something interesting, I hope.
I said zero.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, so he says zero names, Pete.
You can.
There's a pube on your phone.
So this is for the win, or maybe not. Maybe the bidding might go further, but do you want to go into negative names?
I mean...
Like, if you said negative one name, you'd have to name the movie and the top billed person in it.
Uh-huh.
Negative two would be more, like, however deep you want to go.
But if you say negative one, and then I say name it, and you don't get it, the game continues.
Is that true?
No, you win.
No, I have no points.
You'll say name it. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay, so I'll
He's saying it'll be a four-way tie if it goes that
Sean
way.
You want to screw Sean right now?
I say
everybody
negative
wants to screw me. What's that?
It's your eyes, dude.
Yeah,
it's your eyes.
We're all looking at each other, Andy. We get it. The eye crew.
No, but if he goes negative one, you're just going to say name it, aren't you? Probably. Oh,
man. Probably.
Yeah, and then he'll either win or fail, and
The game will continue.
No, because if he gets it, he'll just win.
If you say name that movie, the game stops no matter what right now.
Oh, really?
Because one of you wins.
Name the movie? Yeah.
I don't. You guys lost me a long time ago. I just been sitting here.
So what are you saying, Pete?
I say name the movie.
What's the movie?
Is it Knocked Up? No.
Wait, you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
I do know what it means. It means we have to keep playing and find somebody else that's a better winner than you are. Pete Holmes is our winner. Jesus, I did it.
What was it?
I did it for you.
Was it Pineapple Express?
What was it?
Observe and Report.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I bet he gave more than 1.5 stars to those other ones. But I think Observe and Report's really funny and underrated by all people like Leonard Maltin. But Pete's our winner. We don't need to know who Jesus wants to call a shithead because Jesus wins all of this stuff. Could you come and
you get a hug, Jesus?
It's Greg, actually. Yeah, hug Jesus.
Thanks, Jeez.
And there you go. There's that.
He looks exactly like Jesus.
How do you know what Jesus looks like?
Someone in the audience is disputing that a guy with long hair and a beard that looks like Jesus.
Or wait, this is Portland. Are you talking about the black Jesus that we all believe in?
Good Lord, what is happening?
Are there just numerous people just yelling at this point? Do you see what you encourage?
Yeah.
Is there a more Jesus-y guy who wants to be called Jesus? Is that what's happening? Like a
no,
heavier
I think he just wants to be part of the show, and his beverages have kicked in. But thank you for like that you lasted long enough that it's so close to over, I don't have to throw you out. Is there a shithead written on the back of that? Probably not. So if you could come up here, sir, and write down somebody. Oh, he told you? Yeah, write it down.
Jesus,
for
him. Do you have a shithead?
Oh, you won, so you don't
of
do that.
Of course you did. Of course you did, Jesus. That's how it goes. Can I...
Yeah, when Jesus wins, he doesn't get one. Okay. Fair enough. And then what does this one say? Oh, that's a good one. These are all good ones. I mean, two of them are good. We'll get into that later. Do you guys have anything to plug? DougLovesMovies.com for all my tour dates. Pete Holmes.
I'll be here at Helium in Portland on June 13th, I believe. Woo! Is the weekend.
And you're doing the T.J. Miller one-man show, right?
Yeah.
Where you just do T.J. Miller the whole time, yeah, doing your act.
Yeah, Denver, Yogi Bear, the stage show.
What would it sound like if T.J. Miller was the E-Trade baby? What would he say?
Frowned upon in this establishment!
That sounds just like
exactly
how you say
same.
It.
It's exactly the same.
You owe him money.
Yeah. And also, You Made It Weird is my podcast. Please listen
you
to it.
You Made It Weird!
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
And then Andy Woods got the Bridgetown Festival continuing into tonight. and then of course, probably next year.
Probably next year on this
and
time.
Anywhere also, else where people can see you do stand-up?
I do a podcast with Matt Kirshen and Brooks Wheeling called Probably Science, if anybody wants to listen to that.
Nice.
Science and
some
comedy.
Folks like it. Love Matt Kirshen. Mark Agee, what's going on?
At Mark Agee on Twitter. I'm opening for Brian Posehn. What's next month? May?
He gets a lot. People show up because he's going to be there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, and me. And in Fort Worth and Todd Barry on the 17th in Dallas. But yeah, okay.
Nice. Go see Mark Agee, you guys. Opening for awesome people. And Sean Jordan, what's up?
I'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Skyline Club at the end of April, the last weekend in April. And then I'll be at the Jukebox in Peoria in May.
So nice.
May or early June. Nice. And Sean some, Jordan comic on
some
Twitter.
Some Peoria fans over there. That's pretty sweet. Thank you for coming, you guys. And one more round of applause for all these gentlemen.
Thank you guys.
Sean Jordan, Mark Agee, Andy Wood, Pete Holmes.
Thanks, Doug.
Amy Schumer.
Yep.
Amy Schumes.
And as always, Matt Bronger is a shithead.
He's just not.
Was that your impression of him?
That was Bronger reacting to that.
Do your Matt Bronger joke from earlier.
Say the thing.
Which one?
The macaroni thing.
Oh, don't say the part. Oh. Matt Bronger, that's too mean.
Say it. You did
say
it. Did it the roast.
We did a roast. I said his neck jiggling sounded like someone mixing up mac and cheese.
It was a roast. People made fun of my ex-wife. It was fair play.
I love you, Matt Bronger. I love you, mac and cheese.
God.
The person who not only did this rendition of my fat face also wrote Doug Benson as a shithead.
Justin, I rescind picking your picture.
I'll
take that back.
Why are you so scared in that photo?
Well, you lost,
scared.
So you did. You showed him, yeah. And then finally, and this, Pete, go ahead and put your microphone down. No, I mean way down. Because there's no reason to speak again after this. The end theme is going to come on. So you can't jump in. You have one more last thing you want to say?
Yeah, Pete Holmes with a Z on Twitter. Will you retweet my last tweet? I said I gave up and rented Corky Romano. Hashtag Settlers for Catan.
If there's no microphone, it gets visual. It gets visual if there's not a mic.
Come on, retweet it.
I'm so glad you don't have a microphone. There's a guy in the crowd trying to move me along. As always.
I got my money's worth.
Say
continue.
It.
Continue. Get it done, buddy.
As always, shaky cameras that are too close to the action are a shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing proud.
always makes him cocky. There's no room